Wheat prices are currently not as high as many growers would hope for. Officials of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers say the break-even price is about $6.50 per bushel. On Friday, the average price was $5 a bushel. One factor that's playing a role in the pricing to some extent, and the market overall, is the recent embargo by China of all U.S. agricultural products. Michelle Hennings of the Washington Association of Wheat Growers says in the 2017 and 18 year, China was the fifth largest buyer of Washington state wheat, but leading up to this year's embargo, the Chinese stopped buying the state's wheat product. She says the overall effect for many farmers is their harvested wheat will sit in elevators unsold until a new buyer can be found.
The problem is that you have farmers that, you know, need to pay their bank back and they need to pay their expenses. And so a farmer doesn't want to see their wheat sit in a bin for 3 years. They actually need to sell that wheat in order to pay their bills.
Hennings says losing a customer like China has a negative long-term impact as well.
The way you get markets is long-standing relationships and the quality of wheat that you send over there. So when you take that out and you're not able to sell to that country anymore, or you can't provide for that country anymore, we may never get it back.
Hennings says growers are hoping for more certainty in the market once Congress ratifies a treaty with Mexico and Canada that will ensure markets for their product in those countries. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.